It's time now for Weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, we know it's going to get much colder around here soon, but will we get significant lowland snow? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain what else has to come together with the Arctic blast that's headed our way for us to get the white stuff down here. Let's get right to it, Cliff. Snow as soon as Sunday night, maybe, I've been hearing?
In some locations, especially Northwest Washington, this is a very complex situation. A lot of moving parts. Let's start with today. A strong front is moving through right now, quite a bit of precipitation. It started with a few snowflakes in some colder places, but warm air is surging in aloft. So mainly rain, some wind, and temperatures getting up into the 40s. So today is not going to be a very extreme day except for the rain. There will be a lot of snow in the mountains today, and people should keep that in mind. Now, the weekend will start off kind of boring. Saturday will have cool temperatures in the 40s, but not much precipitation. Sunday's the big first day. A low-pressure system will be moving north of Seattle, somewhere in the northwest Washington area. That's going to draw cold air, Arctic air, through the Fraser River Valley and from northern part of BC into the region. So temperatures are going to start plummeting late in the day on Sunday. There'll be snow up near Bellingham and the San Juans. It'll probably rain down here. That's going to move through, and then cold air, Arctic air, is going to surge into our region. So temperatures are going to really be cooler on Monday and Tuesday. And in fact, Tuesday will be the coldest day in a long time. Highs only getting into the upper 20s, lows in the lower 20s here in Seattle. Really cold. Now, the big question, of course, is snow. On Tuesday, a weak system will go south of us. I think Portland will pick up some snow, maybe southwest Washington, but we'll probably escape most of it. Everybody's looking at Wednesday, Thursday. A strong low-pressure system is coming off the Pacific. That will start by creating a large difference in pressure across the Cascades, and easterly winds will descend down, producing strong winds in Enum, Claw, and Black Diamond, and places like that. But then as it approaches, snow is going to come up into Portland, and then it's going to be moving northwards towards Puget Sound. And the question is how much will get up to us. So right now, Bellamy, it looks like we'll get at least a few inches. If the low goes a little bit further north, we could get a half a foot or more. So that's what we're watching, the snow event on Wednesday, Thursday.
So what are the main factors that go into how much snow we get? Is it where the air is moving or the moisture or both?
Well, to get snow here, you need cold and you need moisture. And it's hard for us to have really cold air and moisture at the same time in Seattle. We're good for warm and moist. We can get cold and dry, but to get them both coming together is extremely difficult. And so that's what we're looking at. We'll have the cold midweek. The question is whether we'll have the moisture.
So how soon do you think we'll have a real sense of what's going to happen on Wednesday and Thursday?
Well, we're a little bit too far to have confidence. I think by the time we get to Monday, Tuesday, I think we'll know enough to be able to make a pretty definitive forecast.
So we've been talking a lot about lowland snow, but what about the snowpack in the mountains? We've already gotten quite a bit up there.
That's right. If we go back just a few weeks, we had about half the normal snowpack in the Washington Mountains. But that's changed. We've had so much snow the last few weeks that we've made up about half of that. We're about 75-80% of normal right now in terms of snowpack and Cascades and Olympics and Okanagan Mountains. And by the end of next week, I think we'll be very, very close to normal between all the snow that I see coming in the next few days and the subsequent week.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.